I haven't finished it yet.
He also took eyeballs as trophies and ate some of his victims' organs. Chikatilo actually confessed to 56 murders committed between 1978 and 1990. If this is the same unsub, he would be incredibly rare. He's both criminally and forensically sophisticated, and the fact that he's been able to function and evade capture in three countries means that he's highly intelligent and almost certainly multilingual.
Me too? Maybe now that he's back home in the States, he's accelerating for some reason or another.
You are not kidding. The amount of germs exchanged in a situation like that can be astronomical. His fascination with serial crime is deeply embedded in his psyche and part of what drives him. Guys, I found something. If the unsub has moved on, I was trying to discern where he might go. Based on the time of death of his most recent victims, I was able to estimate just how far he could get. Now, if he somehow managed to get on an airplane, however, he could be anywhere in the world right now. Exactly. So his most likely mode of transport would be a train, a bus, or a car. I looked at departure schedules, I factored in possible travel speeds, and it appears to me like he could not have gotten past this. Each of these represents the most famous killers of the past 150 years. I went as far back as the 1890s with H.H. Holmes, then the lipstick killer in the 1940s, William Ahrens. We, of course, also have to consider Al Capone and the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, and Richard Speck and John Wayne Gacy. Yes, and this is Ed Gein.
You're almost dead.
A bus left New York at 8:30 last night and was due in Chicago at 11 o'clock this morning. Garcia, let's narrow the search by region. It's likely that this unsub grew up in an area near a high-profile serial murder, so let's concentrate on California, Illinois, and surrounding states. He could be some kind of hunting or adventure guide, maybe on mountain climbing expeditions or at ski resorts. Crab season is from October to February, and it's highly lucrative considering you only work a few months a year. Richard Speck and John Wayne Gacy were both incarcerated there. Given his recent shift in MO, there's a chance that Peterson may not copy every aspect of Speck's murders. Which would obviously contribute to his idolization of high-profile killers. He wants the respect that his father never got.